The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Can three Grace people have fun? Today on Grace in Focus, Ken Yates interviews an attendee of our 2023 National Conference. They're going to talk about what went on there. And of course, we're going to invite you to attend our 2024 National Conference next May. Hey, welcome to Grace in Focus. So glad you have joined us today. This is the podcast broadcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Our website is faithalone.org. There you'll find lots of resources and information about the Grace Evangelical Society, including how you can get a free subscription to our magazine, Grace in Focus. Find it all at faithalone.org. Now we join Ken Yates and Joe Moore. This was recorded on site at our National Conference 2023.
Welcome to another episode of Grace in Focus, and I'm Ken Yates with Grace Evangelical Society, and we are interviewing people at this year's National Conference, which is being held at Camp Copus right outside of Denton, Texas. And I've got a special guest. Well, all of them are special guests. So I have another special guest, and I'm going to let him introduce himself.
I'm Joe Moore. I live in Bonham, Texas.
And Joe and I met years ago. I used to live up there, a little town called Honey Grove, and got to know Joe. And the last, I don't know, how many years now have you been coming to the conference, Joe?
7, 8 years.
Oh, yeah. Wow. First of all, tell us, how did you get introduced to Free Grace Theology?
Well, originally, there was a guy from DTS that talked about Free Grace Theology.
Now, for those in our listeners who might not know, DTS is Dallas Theological Seminary. Right. Okay, go ahead.
And it was back in the old days. And so I was kind of brought up on Free Grace, and it was not that big a transition for me. So I didn't understand all the ins and outs with the rewards and different things like that, you know. And then I met you.
Now, wait a second. Now, this guy you met, was he a pastor at a church you were going to, or leading a Bible study, or what was he doing?
He was an online pastor.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a graduate of DTS. There were two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some of their tapes and things like that, and understood the free grace message, and I've kind of always understood it. And I think everybody in their own way really believes in free grace.
Once they hear it, right. Yeah. Once they understand the grace
That's
and everything.
Right.
Okay, so you heard these guys, you didn't even know the terminology, and then what happened? How did you become aware of the issues then, you know, the things that were being discussed?
Well, I went straight to John, read John again and again, and then I bought some books. I have several Zane Hodges books, and I had a Bible that I got, what they used to call the Holy Scholy. So I had a Scofield.
The Scofield, okay.
Yeah, so I was a dispensationalist, you know.
Right.
And so I understood that part about it. And then I just, through YouTube and tapes and you guys, you know, going over there when you were at Honey Grove. And I wasn't a member of Honey Grove or anything. I just heard about this guy. So I go over there. And I remember one person said, you know, I didn't know you could have that much fun being a Christian. You know, that's kudos to you.
Well, what they mean, and I'm assuming, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is just the assurance of eternal life that free grace gives. So many people in our churches don't have that assurance. And
right.
It's a drag. It's depressing.
But it's an eye-opening experience once you put all the dominoes in order, really, so to speak.
Right. So you found that then with the free grace understanding, the scriptures make sense,
right.
Basically.
Right.
Okay. Now, here at the conference, what is your favorite part of the conference?
Listening to the knowledge that the presenters have. Now, the Q&As are great, but I can't take enough notes on some of the idiosyncrasies of certain parts of scriptures that they have the ability to bring out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fellowship and this place, this is a great place. I mean, I don't know, it's 50 or 60 acres right there on the lake. They've got plenty of room. And part of what I really, really like, too, is if you stay here, you can, in the evenings, a lot of the iron sharpening iron is some of the best you'll ever, you know, and everybody's so gracious. You know, talking to other believers, other people on their journeys, and going through their sanctification process, you know, not just the presenters, but there's a lot of sharp people that come to this conference.
Well, now, a lot of our listeners can't see Joe, and maybe most of you have never seen him, but he's a real tall.
You do not want to see Joe. I'll tell you that.
But he is a real tall guy, and I know from his history that he has a long history playing basketball, in his younger days anyway. And Bob Wilkin has, what would we say, recruited you for some certain activities. What has he recruited you for to do at this conference?
Yeah, we're organizing some of the games and things that are on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got volleyball, and then we got 3-on-3 volleyball, and we got 3-on-3 basketball. Then you have some, you know, if you like putt-putt golf, there's putt-putt golf here. There's great things for the kids. And John... The guy that's memorized, John, what's his last name?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I forgot his last name.
No, it's Murphy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was. I went and listened to him last night, and you should have seen the kids' faces. You know, they were about to fall asleep when he started, and by the time he started, they were going. They just had their necks bowed, going, just listening to every word. It was really, really fun to watch the kids and listening to him.
Now, was he? I had another activity here that we were doing. Was he dressed up?
He was.
Oh, what character? What character was he?
He was John.
Oh, he was John. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. For
yes.
The listeners, what this guy has done is he's memorized the Gospel of John, and I think he did six or seven chapters.
Yeah,
he did.
He did 1 through 6, and then he did 9.
Right.
He loves 9.
Okay. So. And what about the fishing here?
The fishing is different. The gar are in. So the gar are all up on the banks, and I was going around trying to catch some sand bass or bass or whatever at daylight. Had my own little sunrise service.
Now, so, for guys like me who don't know, who aren't fishers, what is a gar?
A gar is kind of a rough fish that you do not want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a continental breakfast, and I was bragging that I'll bring fish in. And so the fishing here normally is pretty good. You know, I fished here years ago when I was a kid.
Oh.
Not at the camp, but right here around the camp.
Okay, so here at the conference, well, for our listeners who don't know, what we do is we have plenary sessions, which is where everyone attends, and then that's usually about half of each day. And then for the other half of the day, there's what we call breakout sessions, where the people have the option to choose from maybe 3 options. So what has been your experience with the, well, first off, what are some of the breakout sessions that you've been to?
Well, the importance of assurance as related to the saving message. That was the one I was at yesterday.
Mm-hmm. The one I went to was on forgiveness. What does forgiveness mean between Christians? That was the one that I attended to. And so there is this option for people to go. And then there's also, as Joe mentioned, the question and answer periods that we have after each plenary session and then also after the breakout session. And in this conference, what we've done is at the end of the day, we have an optional 45-minute, mm-hmm. where we can come in and ask questions to all the main speakers and stuff like that. So that's what we're trying to do. Now, let me ask you a question.
Real quick, the other thing is the speakers are very accessible, too. So I try not to bother anybody, but the guys like to be bothered. They want, so if you have a question, if you want to carry on a dialogue with them personally, you have the opportunity to do that, but you can watch them because other people will go up to guys like Yates or Bob or Elkins or John Nimala, and they'll start a conversation. And if you just work your way over there, you can go. You can listen and not have to say anything, but listen to all kinds of other narratives on certain scriptures and things.
Well, the other thing is that I would want, and I know with Joe and I, we're older, so this really isn't that big a deal, but for us, but he's kind of mentioned there's a lot of activities for the kids. And we also have what you'd call VBS for the kids every day. So people who are bringing their kids, they have activities for them. And Joe with his volleyball and basketball, I'm assuming, well, I don't know, maybe some of the teenagers will be a part of that. I don't know. I don't know.
They were playing soccer last night.
Yeah, too, they were playing soccer.
Until it was dark. They had to have a lighted ball.
Now, another question I would have for you is up there in Northeast Texas. Mm-hmm. I know I was up there for a while. That's where I met you. How is getting the Free Grace message out to folks up there like? I know you're known in the community, and I know you're involved in some Bible studies and stuff. Do you find that they know the issues? Are they open to the issues? What's your experience with that?
The two Bible studies that I'm part of, they think they're Free Grace. Oh, yeah, I believe that. And then when they understand the ins and outs about what Free Grace really is, they go, now, wait a minute, that's not what Grandma told me. You know, and Grandma was the smartest person that I ever knew. Now, once you can get around that Grandma told them this or whatever, then, you know, they do understand. And it's a slow process, but all you can do is, you know, like you say, plant the seed, and then they can, you know, they'll have to figure it out for themselves. You can't beat them over the head with a battering ram, you know, because people are entrenched in their beliefs, in their rituals,
right?
You know, and things like that.
Well, I remember when I was up there, and I know you are part of it as too, of teaching Free Grace. I had probably a group of about eight people in their 80s who said, you know, we have been going to this church for 50, 60 years, and we never knew we had eternal life till we heard the message of grace. So, Joe, we very much appreciate what you're doing up there in Northeast Texas. We very much appreciate you being a part of the work here and what you're doing to make this conference a success.
Well, I want to thank you guys for what you all do. And will you guys take these handcuffs off of me?
We'll try to do that. I forced Joe into this interview. But, Joe, we appreciate it. And always keep grace in focus.
Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition, we have all kinds of free resources available for you. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, is faith a gift? And is faith synonymous with faithfulness? Join us next time, and until then, let's keep Grace in Focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.